This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Well, it's official. Donald Trump is the Republican Party's nominee for president this year. Happened this morning at the GOP convention in Charlotte, the traditional roll call of states. Not a surprise, of course. What was something of a surprise, though, was the campaign's release of what it calls its core priorities for a second Trump term. A lot of economy stuff on there, a big infrastructure plan, more trade deals. Also, bringing manufacturing jobs, a million of them, back from China. In fact, there is a whole category headed ending our reliance on China. And that struck us because didn't we just sign that partial trade deal with Beijing back in January? Spoiler alert, we did. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports, it is running a tad behind.
Back in January, President Trump signed a partial trade deal with China, known as Phase One. The U.S. eased up on tariffs, and Beijing promised to increase purchases of U.S. products by at least $200 billion by the end of 2021. Mary Lovely of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says China still has a long way to go.
China has bought about a quarter of what would be expected this year if they were going to meet these targets by December 2021.
The Chinese economy got walloped by the coronavirus, but also,
quite honestly, I never expected China to meet the goals that were laid out in the agreement.
Lynn Fisher Fox is a partner at the law firm Arnold & Porter.
I figured they had a two-year timeline to do it because no one ever thought they were going to meet those goals.
If the goals aren't met, U.S. tariffs snap back. But China is making some progress on another part of the Phase One agreement, passing some intellectual property laws. But there was supposed to be a Phase Two deal tackling the really big issues like cyber theft and Beijing subsidies for Chinese companies. Wendy Cutler, vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute, says those negotiations never started.
And now what we hear from both sides is that either a lack of interest, a lack of trust, but no definitive date for when those negotiations might commence.
And a check-in meeting between Washington and Beijing set for earlier this month to see how Phase One is going, canceled. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.